Next kina, kina yud beis, laments the destruction of both batei migdash, the destruction of the mishkan, and the author tries to contrast the beauty and the majesty of the beis hamigdash, the batei hamigdash, with the chilul Hashem that was caused by their destruction. And we read about how the same Beis HaMikdash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anane Hod, clouds of glory, used to rest, is being torn apart and desecrated by rebels. Same Beis HaMikdash where Kohanim were so dedicated to wanting to do the Avodah that they would have to draw lots to determine whose privilege it would be to do the Avodah, is now in the hands of bloodthirsty enemies. And against all that, against that backdrop, with all that in mind, the kina ends with a bit of a silver lining. Poses a rhetorical question. Alma mikol om shasalai kapo. Why of all the nations has God punished us so terribly? Other nations don't suffer like the Jewish people suffer. Not repeatedly. Not over and over again. And the very next line. Ripisi v'tucha ki rega ba'apo. I'm confident of my cure because his wrath is but a moment. Stira mineu bei, no? First line, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us worse than everybody else? And that gives us confidence. That tells us that we're batuach, that everything's going to be okay. Refuasa batucha, refuasi batucha. It's a sure thing. I don't know, as much as people want to say after the Holocaust that the Geula must be at hand, why is that any more of a sign that the Geula must be at hand than that another Holocaust is going to be at hand? God forbid. Why is that a sign of Geula? Why does that give us hope? But it does. I think the explanation, again, I'm repeating myself from previous years, unfortunately the kinos don't change. The explanation is based on the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos. The Gemara tells us an unbelievable story of Churban. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sheyirochev al chamor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding on a donkey, vayotze miYerushalayim, and was leaving Yerushalayim, and he was surveying the area, surveying the destruction. And Talmid of Mahal Chedacharav, his Talmidim were following behind him. Ra riba achas shesam laketa sa'orim ben galali behemtin shalarvayim. And he saw a young girl picking up barley from animal excrement. The animals of Arabs had left some droppings and she was trying to find barley. She was starving. Kivin sharoso, so she saw the Rebbe coming. She pulls herself together and she stands up, Amrlo, and she says, Rabbi Parnaseini, I'm desperate, please help me out. Amrlo, biti miyat, says, who are you? Amrlo, bas Nakdimon ben Goryonani, I'm the daughter of Nakdimon ben Goryon. Amrlo, biti, mamun shel beis avicha heichan halach, your father was a very, very rich man, where did all that money go? Amar lo, Rabbi lo kadin matlin matl b'Yerushalayim, melech mamon chaser. Don't you know the mashal they always say? That the preservative of money is to give some away? V'armi lo chesed, or to do chesed with it? My father didn't do enough chesed with tzedakah. So he lost it. V'shal beis chamecha heichanu, your father-in-law was a rich man. What happened to his money? Amrlo, ba zev ibeda zeh. My father got into so much debt, he started borrowing from my father-in-law. Until my father-in-law had no money either. Amr lo, and then she said, Rebbe, remember the good times? Zachara tokesh achazam tal ksubas, you remember my chasna? You signed the maksuba. And he remembered. Yochum and Zakkai turns to his Talmidim and he says, Zachara nikesh achazam tal ksubas ashalzu. Vayisi koriba elef alafim dinari zav mi besa viya chutz mishal chameha. It's hard to forget that ksuba. Because it wasn't just own meya zukukim kesef tsaruf. It wasn't the standard money values in the ksuba. Billions of dollars were written into that ksuba. Bracha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'yamar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at a time like that, cries out, Ashreichem Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, you're very fortunate. Bizman sha'osin ritzono shel makom ein kal umma v'lashon shalatas behem. Because when you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, no one can touch you. No one has any sway or power over you. And when you don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, you're given over in the hands of a lowly nation. Not only a lowly nation, you find yourself under the animal that belongs to the lowly nation. And the Maral points out that the Lashon of Ashreichem is shocking. Ashreichem. Ashreichem that when we do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. That's Ashreichem. Why is it Ashreichem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us so badly? That He makes our suffering so painful? Al mem mikolom shasalai kapo. Why is that Ashreichem that we get to ask that question? And the answer is, Maral explains, that our constant suffering, our repeated suffering, and our ability to survive all that we've been through is both unprecedented and totally unnatural. The reason why most nations don't suffer as much as we do is because they can't last that long to suffer that much. They'd be totally wiped out. Our very survival is an indication that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching out for us, that He wants us to survive. And when you raise a child, l'mashal, if you leave him alone and you don't say anything to him when he does something wrong, that sends a signal that you just don't care. And that's much, much worse than punishing him. When you punish him, even if the punishment might be a little over the top, at least it shows that you care. So yes, there's avelus today. There's avelus over Churban. But because of that avelus, there's going to ultimately be a nachamu nachamu. Because we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so mean to us and so cruel to us and has so much brought so much suffering upon us, that's exactly why Ripisi Vitucha Ki Rega Biapo, that there's got to be a bigger plan. He wants us alive for a reason. He wants us here, and He wants to be able to shower us with all the love for all the nachas that we, Be'ezus Hashem, will be giving Him.